Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an illuminating teaching titled The Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Today he speaks about the evidence of this baptism, why it is so important, and how to activate it in your life as a believer. Come along.
Number two, what is the evidence that you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit? What shows throughout the Bible the consistent proof that a man is baptized in the Holy Ghost? Speaking in tongues. When Jesus told his disciples that they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, they went to the upper room and they started praying. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Do you know what the day of Pentecost is? When God delivered the people from Egypt to Canaan, 50 days after, Moses went up to the mountain, and that's when he came with the tablets, with the Ten Commandments, and gave it to them. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When Jesus said they should wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they went to this upper room and started praying. Whilst they were praying, there were, I think, three or four signs. The first sign was that there was a sound. The second sign was that there was a rushing, mighty wind. The third sign was that there were tongues of fire. The fourth sign was that after they began to speak in the Holy Ghost. So four things happened. So somebody will say, oh, so what it means is that then all these four things must happen, then we know that we are baptized in the Holy Ghost. But not necessarily. Because some can happen. You know, there are some things that if they are mentioned in the Bible once, it means it is not a constant. Then, another time, the Holy Spirit came down again. This was in the time of Peter. Peter went to preach to a man called Cornelius in his house. God gave him a vision that he should go and preach to them, and the man was a Gentile. In Acts 10:44, the Bible says, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word of God. And they began to speak in other tongues, verse 46 says. And this time, not only other tongues, they also prophesied. So in this particular one, only two signs. Speaking in tongues is constant. The next time Holy Ghost came down that it was recorded was in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 19. It says in verse 1, while Paul was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? These were believers, but they were not baptized with the Holy Ghost. And they said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spoke with other tongues. So in all the stories, the constant is speaking in tongues. So somebody will say, oh, me, I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost, but I don't speak in tongues. According to the scriptures, it's not true. Three records and the constant sign is that they spoke in other tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, you are a believer, the Holy Spirit dwells in you, but the Holy Spirit is not upon you. Because the Holy Spirit is in us, but it can also come upon us. That's why we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So I want everybody, if you don't speak in tongues, to have that great desire and hunger to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. But you see, desire. One day somebody said to me, but what about if the tongues that you speak is the tongues of devils? Somebody said, I'm afraid. When I speak in tongues, what shows that it's not the devil? Well, Jesus has an answer for you. In Luke 11:13, Jesus said, if you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask it? Then he said, if even wicked human beings, when your child asks you for the Holy Ghost, you not give him something else, give him the Holy Ghost. Why do you think that God will give you something else? Verse 9, he says, which of you shall have a son and shall say, give me bread, and you give him a stone? How? Giving an egg, you give you a scorpion. He said, it's not possible. So it is for you to believe that God will not give you something evil. He will give you something powerful. Hallelujah. Today, everybody will speak in tongues here. Can I hear you? Amen? Why? Because we must have access to the power of God. Why is it important? Why is it so important? Like I said at the beginning, reason number one is access to the power of God. That's why it is so important. You know, power can be present in a building, but you will not know that it is present. Power can be present in a socket, but you will not even know that it is present. You have to plug an appliance for you to know there is power there. What the appliance does is that the appliance shows you. Power passes through the light, and the light makes the power visible to us. We can see it. After you have been empowered by the Holy Ghost, the reason why some people don't see this power is that to see it, you need the appliances, the fridge, the lights, the bulbs, to connect to the power, to see that the power is present and it is working. You need the appliances for the power to become beneficial. Those appliances in the realm of the Spirit are the gifts of the Spirit. They are the bulbs, the lights, the air conditioners that make the power utilitarian. You can use it and it works. So you can have the power of the Holy Ghost, but without the appliances, the gifts, they cannot be used. And that is the problem of many Christians who are baptized in the Holy Ghost. They have connected the power to the house, but they have refused to buy a TV. They have refused to buy a fridge. They have refused to buy a kettle. They have refused to buy an iron. And so although the power is present, it cannot be put to any good use. That's why a man who is baptized in the Holy Ghost, the next thing that he or she must do is to look for the appliances or the spiritual equipment that connect to this power. Otherwise, you'll be baptized in the Holy Ghost, but you won't see anything. There are many, 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 many Christians who speak in tongues, but there is no sign. I can wire my building with the biggest generator ever, but if I don't put in the bulb at night, it will be back. There will be no sign that there is power present in my house. The power is present, but we need the appliances. So even if you have been baptized with the Holy Ghost, remember, you have to plug in the appliances. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, the Bible says, to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge. To another, faith. To another, healings. To another, miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse types of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. So it says, to one is given by the Spirit. After the baptism of the Holy Spirit now has to go to the next step by giving you the appliances that will let people see the power of God. So here we are, a lot of Christians with wired buildings, but nothing to show for it. Why? Because the gifts are not being deployed. That's why. You know, for example, when it comes to the power of God, one thing that you need a word of knowledge. Knowledge means information. God must give you information about what he wants to do. Because the power of God follows only God's voice, not your voice. So it's only when you say what God wants to do that the power is released. Otherwise, there will be no power. So that the woman I said who had a daughter who put in work and worked for the first time, I had a word of knowledge. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. So I used that appliance called the gift of the word of knowledge. God gave me information. And when I gave the information and I spoke what God was saying, the Spirit of God reacted with the power. The way the world is going, if we don't reclaim supernatural power and the gifts of the Spirit, we'll be forced to compromise. Either we have to steal money, or we have to consult idols, or we have to do something, because we don't have any power, so we'll be forced to compromise. So today, everybody here must be hungry. Those who are not baptized should be hungry for the baptism. Those who are baptized should be hungry for the gifts. Put your hands together for Jesus. Two levels. Two levels.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that the consistent biblical evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. However, beyond that, we need the gift of the Spirit to activate the power of God released through that baptism.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. Maybe see you.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
So, dear pastor, I filed for my husband and kids to join me in the States, but I wasn't getting any feedback. This was not normal because it should have taken 7 months. I asked my husband to come and see you for prayer, and you prayed for him. After your prayer, we received an email and my kids' documents have been approved for the visa. God bless you for your words of encouragement and prayers. Why don't we put your hands together for Jesus? Let's rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.